Okay, so in this video, we are going to look at building our first app. And the first thing we want to do is to actually plan and brainstorm the type of app that we want. So what should your app do? Well, the first thing I'd prefer you to do is to AI Whisperer, the full AI Whisperer course, for a deeper discussion about positioning and about what to actually automate. You know, it's going to explain exactly how to think about the type of software tools, the type of digital products that people would want to buy. But very broadly, the core idea is to automate a pain point or to find an arduous process in your target customer's life. And of course, this will vary depending on the niche that you're looking at. You know, find an element of that you can automate. Ideally, something that they do every single day, something that's painful, something that has some kind of value to them, whether monetary or time. And then find a way to use the software to do it 10 times faster or 2 times better. And of course, AI Whisperer will talk about niche selections. It will talk about how to find some of these pain points. But broadly, if in doubt, just look at what your competitors are selling. What software tools are already in the market? What promises and benefits are they making in their headlines in particular, but more broadly in their marketing? And what methods or problems would your customers kind of pay money to solve or to speed up? So that is kind of your starting point. And hopefully within your market, of course, this will vary. You can start to think about this. What you can do as well, if you want, is if, you know, if you're having trouble coming up with ideas, you will firstly want to go to AI Whisperer and look at the training there on niche selection. There's a lot there. Think of some niches, and then you can just take this screenshot, take this slide, hit print screen, go over to ChatGPT or to Claude, paste the screenshot in and say, I've got this course. The guy recommends that I, you know, start thinking about software tools that I'm going to build. Here's how he suggests that I do it. The niche that I'm looking at is XYZ. It's, you know, video marketing, or it's it's vertical jump, or it's fitness, or it's whatever it is. What would you recommend? What ideas would you have? And the AI will take this slide and will suggest ideas. Okay, so hopefully you can start to brainstorm and get some rough ideas of what software you could possibly build. And hopefully you're now starting to get rough ideas of and possible directions, ideas, tools, things that your app could potentially do. And so we now need to kind of take these seed ideas, which, you know, don't really connect to any kind of technology or to anything that can realistically be done, and actually try and flesh them out and see what we can actually do. So what I'd suggest you do is to Google XXX APIs. And so if you're, you know, looking at building a software for architects, then you would want to put in architect APIs, maybe AutoCAD APIs, maybe design APIs. If you're in the music space, you might put in music APIs, streaming APIs, instrumental APIs, singer APIs. And just start throwing in, you know, instead of XXX, put keywords in that relate to your niche. You can also ask ChatGPT for possible APIs and libraries. It generally knows about a lot of different APIs and a lot of libraries. It's going to give you a lot of really good ideas. I'd definitely have a good chat with ChatGPT or Claude. If you are completely at a loss, then I will give you a prompt that I used for building GPT stores, so GPTs that appeared in the GPT store. But this is also really useful for kind of suggesting ideas of sequences that, and this was really for GPT-4 to build out, you know, GPT sequences. But you can use this as kind of a starting point for the process, the steps that your own app might follow. And of course, you can use, you know, the GPT, all the OpenAI APIs, all the models that they've got. And so anything that this suggests, you can do yourself, basically. And if you're still completely at a loss and you really don't know what to do, then simply build an app that uses ChatGPT as an API. So, you know, basically a GPT wrapper. That is always a very good fallback. There's a lot of people who are doing this now and making a ton of money. It's very, very simple to do. It kind of gets a bad reputation because it is so simple. You know, people are kind of resentful of someone that just does a quick GPT wrapper and makes a load of money. But there is, you know, a value to be said in that, especially when you're starting out. So hopefully with all of these ideas, you can start to brainstorm some ideas for what your app can be about, what your software tool can actually do. And with that being said, I'll see you in the next video.